WGMU, this is DJ Jackie, signing on. On Wednesday, April 26th, I had the opportunity to come face-to-face with former Vice President Joe Biden and be a part of his It's Honest campaign, an initiative to eradicate sexual violence across college campuses. Located in the Hub Ballroom, Mason faculty and students opened up the conversation, including Rose Pascarell of University Life, Jennifer Hammett of Title IX, Maggie Olszewska of the Student Support and Advocacy Center, and Amiko Ellis, microbiology student, sophomore, and sexual assault survivor. Prior to Joe Biden's presentation, President of George Mason, Angel Cabrera, opened up the statistics revolving around sexual assault.
You know the numbers, you know the statistics, and they're terrible statistics. The fact that 1 in 5 young women will be subject to some form of sexual violence while in college, it's simply unacceptable. As long as that number is like that, we are failing our students. Every time we get into this discussion, some people try to discuss the statistics and the numbers, and is it truly 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 or 1 in 7? I said, you know what? I don't care about the 5, the 6, or the 7. I care about the 1. As long as it's...
Later in introductions, executive producer of the Netflix original 13 Reasons Why, Joy Gorman, shared her pledge to ending sexual violence in our culture.
Alicia and I are proud advocates for It's On Us because of what it stands for. Calling on men and women to stand up, step in, and never, ever, ever stand by. We must take responsibility on our campuses and in our communities. It is on all of us to protect one another.
Alongside Joy Gorman was actress Alicia Beau, who played Jessica Davis in the show. She reflected on the series and its depiction of sexual assault.
Our hope is that by sharing a candid depiction of sexual assault and rape culture and how hard it is to heal, that we can start to remove the stigmas, talk more openly, and help better support survivors. Sexual violence happens far too often, and it's on us to stop it.
After honorable introductions from Nathan Pittman, student body president, and Sean McIntosh, Sigma Phi Epsilon chapter president, Joe Biden took the stage. With urgency, Joe Biden spoke heavily on the definition of consent.
A woman who's dead drunk cannot consent. You are raping her. You are raping her. And you cannot say it's okay. About this. Consent requires affirmative consent. And if you're too drunk to be able to consent, it is not consent.
Notably, Joe Biden spoke about the importance of intervening in crisis situations.
I don't know where locker rooms where it is acceptable to talk about, man, I was out this weekend and boy, I got a piece of her and I did this and I did that. The guys usually say that they're usually the ugliest sons of guns. You cannot let that kind of talk be bred on a college campus. You gotta do what I've done, my father taught me. Turn and say, you're a horse's tail. Only a little bit more graphic. I really mean it. I really genuinely mean it. When you see something, if you're a fraternity brother, and you see a young freshman co-ed in the second week, dead drunk, and you're walking her up the stairs, you get off and say, hey, not in my house, Jack. Not in my house, because if you don't, you are an accomplice. You know what's about to happen.
With unwavering passion, Joe Biden and all of the other speakers ignited the crowd, an experience that will soon resonate in years to follow. To learn more about the Student Support and Advocacy Center, go to ssac.gmu.edu. To learn more about Title IX, go to diversity.gmu.edu. And to learn more about Mason's Counseling and Psychological Services, go to caps.gmu.edu. This is DJ Jackie signing off. WGMU, your voice amplified.